Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Wow, the traction, the sharing, the following is getting bigger and bigger, and it's all being done by you. It's all being done organically. So I really, really want to appreciate and thank you for sharing the show. Reality, spirituality, happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner. What the hell? Who is she? What is she talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. But before I do, I want to say that you're welcome to call in, ask a question. The call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, call-in number 646-564-9619. And what I love to do is answer questions that I'm a problem solver. If there's a problem, what's the solution? And so on this show, on Reality Spirituality, what's the solution to whatever challenge? Listen, we all have life challenges. So whatever life challenges you're going through, there is a solution, and the solution involves you, and the solution is going to bring about more peace. Now, when I say I'm a happiness specialist, let me just start off, especially for the new people listening. Let me give you my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness, unlike what you have been taught, unlike what you have learned, happiness is a practice skill. And when I say that, when I'm talking about a practice skill, we all know about different skills from writing to being a professional athlete, a musician, doctor, a speaker, an author, landscaper, a chef. Happiness is a practice skill. And like any other skill, you know, the more you practice, first of all, you have to, if you're serious about it, you commit to the practice. And it is a daily practice. There are no breaks. Warning, 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 Will Robinson. There are no breaks. You don't get any time off, maybe when you're sleeping. But when you commit and you make that commitment and you prioritize wanting to experience more happiness in your own life, guess what happens? You will be able to journey. You will be able to navigate through this life in a peaceful state. So when I say happiness is a practice skill, let me tell you what else happiness is. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a state in mind. Happiness is a vibration. It's an energy. It's a foundation. And then when you continue to practice, and it is a daily practice just like anything else, hopefully we all brush our teeth in the morning, wash our face, take showers. It's a daily, 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 daily practice. So when I say happiness is a foundation, a state of mind, a state in mind, a vibration, an energy, a foundation, your foundation, What are you rooted in? Your foundation. It becomes your identity. And even more important, it becomes your vibration. That you are vibrating. You are vibrating. Your energy is happiness. Your energy is peace. And when I say happiness, peace, contentment, balance, some people throw in joy, whatever word you want to use, it's a vibration. It's a constant vibration. I like to give this example. You're standing now, not sitting, which is even more shaky. You're standing in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. You're standing there. And you know if you're standing in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, that means you can't see land anywhere. That's already a panic. I remember going fishing for the first and last time in one of those boats, and we drove out or boated out maybe 3 hours. This is the Pacific Ocean. 3 hours. I looked around 3 hours. I couldn't see land anywhere. If that boat toppled over, I wouldn't have known which way to swim. So let me get back to my example. I just had a flashback of being in the middle of that ocean, and I had no idea where land was. It was really freaking me out, man. But let me get back to it. So when I say you're standing in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean, the waves are crashing, the storm is brewing, the wind is blowing, you're going up and down, but you are grounded and you have a vibration and you are at peace. There's no panic. There's no drama. There's no fear. You are at peace. And that is my definition. That is exactly that feeling of peace, regardless of what life throws at you. And just because I'm a happiness specialist, and just because I talk about and share practices of how to have that inner peace, doesn't mean that I don't experience the same things you do. I say we're as different as our fingerprints, but I get the same challenges constantly. In fact, I think they're picking on me a little bit. I think the universe throws at me a little extra. I think they're just throwing just a little extra, just to be funny, just to see if my practice. Just to see where I am with my practice. You know, I used to say the universe tests me. It doesn't matter. Test, challenge, all of it, everything that you go through, everything that I go through has a purpose. There's a reason behind it. And I say that reason is, let me just speak for myself, that reason is for me to discover more things about me. What do I need? Why do I need to discover? Because my relationship with whatever event, with whatever circumstance, my relationship, or even the world, my relationship, meaning how do I handle, how do I react, how do I respond? Am I responding or I'm reacting? Reacting is a program. Reacting is a program. Reacting is something that you were taught. Someone's mean to you, someone cuts you off in traffic, someone rips you off, then you have a reaction. Responding is conscious. So when I talk about the difference, there is a difference. Consciously responding. How about even consciously reacting? I'm not talking about anything that's been programmed and you're just automatic. I was on a Zoom meeting yesterday, a group meeting. It was really interesting. One of the people in the meeting was talking about someone said something to her, and then she barked back, you know, barking back. And she says, "Well, we're all human, you know, we're all human, so we're all gonna respond like that." And I raised my little hand. You know how you raise your hand in the Zoom meeting. I raised my hand and I said, no, we're all human. You were programmed to react. Anything that's automatic, this even goes to death, automatic, now instant response, that's all a programming. So this show and what I share is how to recognize how to put a light on the programming, because it is the programming that is causing the suffering. Let me get back to my introduction. I always get off just because I'm so passionate about this. How you view the world, or how you interact with people, from family members to strangers to coworkers, how you view the world is a reflection of who you are, is a reflection of you. So put your seatbelts on for this one. So if you look out at the world and you see problems, if you look out in the world and you put a label on it and it's a sad state of affairs, know that that is your perspective, your unique perspective. And just because your unique singular perspective says that the world is filled with problems and, excuse me, audience, the world is filled with problems and the world is bleak and the world is dark and, oh, gosh, what a horrible place. That is really a reflection of who you are. Let me say this. Let me just hold on just a second, my dear audience. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. You know, I don't know if I shared. I probably did, but the beginning of October, I got COVID. And so since then, I mean, it was maybe 3 days of really, really feeling like crap, very tired. And I got those shots. I got those four shots. I think they're the antibody shots. I think it's the same shots that Trump got. But anyway, and since then, number one, I've lost my sense of smell for, you know, a short period of time. And number two, sometimes I have a little cough. But I never had that before. But I digress. I'm just letting you know that I'm thinking that that's why I cough from time to time. Well, let me get back to the point. How you view the world, your perception of the world, mirrors who you are. And know that your perspective and your perception of the world is only one. In other words, it's only you. Now, you might have some people that agree with you, but your perspective is unique to you and is as unique as your fingertips as well. And I'm saying that because the practice is to be open to. You want to experience more happiness? The practice is to be open to more than one perspective and more than one way of viewing the same topic. That is going to when you practice that openness, and it is a practice, because trust me, there was a time in my life where I wasn't open to anybody else's perspective or anybody else's opinion or anybody else's at all. No, it had to just be one way. It was the old, I saw it, and I saw it the right way. And that's one thing I want to share, too. This show has been on for 10 years. You've evolved, I've evolved. And my practice, what I'm working on right now, and I'm just going to share it because everything's out there, this thing about pride, feeling prideful of, and I'm speaking for myself, feeling prideful, and I got to get to the topic in a minute. Feeling prideful, I discovered that I have I have elements of pride that are sprinkled in my life. Now, one of the reasons why I have elements, I knew that I had elements because there were certain things, and I'm not talking about private, I'm not talking about my medical history, I'm talking about things that I could share with people, but I choose not to. I choose not to because my ego says, well, you're going to look a certain way, or people, no. I'm here to tell you that pride is going to be slowly but surely eliminated. I don't want not an ounce of it. And the reason why? Because pride I cannot be peaceful. I cannot have that vibration of peace if there's pride involved, because pride is all comes from the ego. So my purpose is to starve that ego. My purpose is to weaken the ego. My purpose is to recognize how the ego has even a little tick of room, and I'm going to expose it and get rid of it. So let me share with you. Oh, before I do, the other thing, I've gotten a lot of emails asking me, who do I listen to or who do I like? What books have I read? And so I want to say that too, because sometimes I forget to do that, but I wrote it down. One of the guys that I listen to right now is called Guy Findley, GuyFindley. Really, 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 really good. I mean, deeper than the ocean. Guy Findley, and he's in Oregon. You can just Google him. The other one, my favorite, is David Hawkins. David Hawkins, you can watch any videos on YouTube, and of course Eckhart Tolle. I love listening to all of those people, but now I'm on a Guy Findley kick. And one of the things Guy Findley is talking about, which is this week. Oh, and Guy Findley has a half hour show every Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's on Insight Timer. It's really, really good. Insight Timer, Guy Findley, every Saturday, 8 a.m. I just have to share that. I'm learning a lot. And one of the things that I'm learning is that I have more work to do. Of course I have more work to do. I have more things to practice. Let me get to today's topic, which is vegan cheese and anger. And one of the things, when I talked about getting rid of pride, one of the things that I want to share is letting you know, my dear audience, that yes, even though happiness specialist, even though inner peace practitioner, I get angry. Oh, take the pride off of that. I get angry. And yesterday was a perfect example. Yesterday was a perfect example. Let me share with you what happened. I'm in a very small town, really small town. And there aren't a lot of really good restaurants here. When I say really good, I mean I came from California, so enough said. But there are a few, and there is one small restaurant, very small, that serves pizza. Now, I'm not really, I for the last maybe 8 years, 9 years, I don't eat dairy anymore. I love dairy, I love cheese, I used to love sour cream, all of that, but I don't eat dairy anymore. And trust me, when I first stopped eating dairy, I felt like I was just, I mean, might as well just give it up and just end it all, just end it. But I'm used to it now, I'm used to it. And this particular restaurant has a great pizza, combination pizza with vegan cheese. and I love it. It's a real treat. It's a real treat for me. I mean, I enjoy it. My mouth is watering now thinking about it. The last time I went and did it and ordered takeout from my favorite pizza place in this very small town, which was maybe about a month ago, I ordered my vegan cheese pizza, and thank goodness that everything in this town is about 15 minutes away, so it's a quick drive to and from anywhere. 15 minutes, 20 minutes at max. No traffic. Yes, it's really an interesting spot. Okay, I ordered my pizza, got all the way home. This is a month ago. Got all the way home, and guess what? Can you believe that there was real pizza, there was real cheese on that pizza? I mean, it smelled really good. Real cheese, mozzarella cheese, jack cheese. It was just all over. And of course, I don't eat cheese. I don't eat dairy. So I pack up the pizza, drive all the way back, 15 minutes back to the pizza place. And, of course, I get a new pizza made, and that was a month ago. Well, yesterday, I decided to treat myself again. I ordered my pizza, and then this time I had a small little serving of spaghetti. I was smart this time. I was smart yesterday. I opened up the box, double-checked that it was vegan pizza. Double check, triple check, yes it is, drove all the way home. And guess what? There was cheese on my small order of spaghetti. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, woo-wee. I went from zero to 10 in a matter of a nanosecond. Now, here I am, happiness specialist, blah, 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 inner peace practitioner, nah, 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 nah. Hold on a second, let me get some water. Okay. Here I go, I get home. And there's cheese on the spaghetti, real cheese, Parmesan cheese, of course. I went from 0 to 100 in a nanosecond. Oh, this is the second time this has happened. I'm just giving. There's no pride here anymore. I went for, oh, gosh. Now, here we go. The practice kicks in. What's the practice? The practice is eliminating all things that subtract from peace and subtract from happiness, all the program behaviors that subtract from peace and subtract from happiness. Well, one of those program behaviors that I was exhibiting, woo, on stage, was pointing the finger and saying, it's because I have cheese on my pizza that I'm angry. I mean, on my spaghetti. It's because I have Parmesan cheese sprinkled, sprinkled that I'm angry. I made a phone call, and that's another thing. See, when in the middle of the anger, yeah, I made a phone call. Now, I already know. I already practice not to make phone calls when the emotions are high, not to make phone calls when the needle is all the way up at 100. But I said, F that, I'm going to make a phone call. I made a phone call, and I said, you know what? I've been ordering there for over maybe a year and a half. I said, I got cheese on the spaghetti. I'm coming, I'm returning everything. I'm coming back, I'm going to return everything. I want my money back. I was hot. You know, now that I'm talking about it, I feel so, Oh, God, thank God I don't have a problem. I was really hot. I was really, really upset. I was really, really upset that I had to drive back to this pizza place and return the dinner that I was just waiting for. I mean, I was already hungry. So you know what happens when you're hungry. What does my son call it? Hangry. That's when you're angry and hungry at the same time. Hangry. I drove all the way back, and I made a phone call. I made my second phone call. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to return. I said, I am going to return it, but I want a fresh order. I want everything made again. Because if I return this, if I go and return this, then you just give me one spaghetti. My pizza is going to be cold. I mean, trust me, I was off the chain because of vegan cheese, because not getting the vegan cheese. Not getting the vegan cheese and cheese on the spaghetti. Now, let me tell you the truth about all of that. And I already know. This is what I practice. I already know that it's not the event. It's not that I had cheese on the spaghetti. It's not that they messed up the order and put real cheese instead of vegan cheese on the pizza. That has nothing to do with my anger. And that is the problem. I'm talking about for me. And that is the problem. It's not about what happens. It's not about what happens to you. It's not an event. But we were programmed to believe that story that we tell ourselves. We were programmed to believe it. And I got all caught up in it, too. Don't think that I'm not getting caught up. Listen, I'm ready to chow down. I'm ready to start my little party. I got the vegan pizza ordered. I got the spaghetti with the regular cheese. I mean, I'm ready to start the party. And I can't. I got to go all the way back to the pizza place and exchange it because they didn't put the vegan cheese on the pizza. Let me tell you the truth. And as I was driving, I had a conversation with the universe. And I said, universe, you mother effers. Oh, I get mad at them too. I said, universe, I know the truth. I know that my anger has nothing to do with this vegan cheese. I know that my anger has nothing to do with Parmesan cheese on the spaghetti. I know that. What is really going on here? So when you're in the middle of the storm, when you're in the middle of the tornado, you can still ask the questions. I mean, if you practice being conscious and you practice being self-aware right in the middle of it, you can come out of it and ask a question and have a conversation with the universe. You know, I talk about having a relationship with the universe. Everyone, all of you, can have a relationship. Just practice talking to the universe all day long. So I'm asking the universe on my drive back, my harrowing drive back, 15 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a waste of my life. 15 minutes that pizza place owes me for driving back. I ask the universe, what's really going on here? And my answer, the answer that I was given, you know that your anger has nothing to do with what happens. We were taught to have a story behind it. It's because they forgot they put real cheese and I didn't get my vegan cheese on my pizza. But the truth is, you, me, all of us go through stages, phases, moments throughout the day. And you can feel some way in the morning. You could feel, yay, what a great day in the morning, skipping and hopping and singing and dancing. And an hour later, 2 hours later, you can feel like crap. Even with the practice, talking about me, even me with the practice. So from the skipping and the happy and the everything that happens in a 24-hour day, 12-hour day, all of those emotions, all of those feelings, are real. In other words, but take the story out of it. It's not, because once you use that word because, once you use that word because, you know that you are entering. You're saying that you're feeling this way because of what's happening. So I'm in the middle of it, and I already know that it's not the vegan cheese that they forgot. It's not that. It's not the Parmesan cheese that they put on the spaghetti. It has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is just the truth about life. Life is a flow of ups and downs and feeling great and connected, and then sometimes just feeling like crap, sometimes just getting angry. There is a season, so I like to say, forget the story, just the season. And what do you do when you're in the middle of the storm, in the middle of something that is quote unquote not wanted, you're dissatisfied? What do you do in those moments? That's the key. What do you practice in those moments? Because I was hot, and I knew it was because of they didn't put vegan cheese on my pizza. And okay, let me even get tell the rest of the story. So now I get to the restaurant. I've got to exchange, and of course, my lips are poked out. My lips are poked out because I'm not able to shake off this anger yet. I'm not able to shake it off. Scratch that. I'm not able to. I wasn't supposed to let go of that anger yet. Why? Because I had more things to learn. I had something else to experience. See, all of it. While I'm going through, traveling through this life, there are going to be an endless amount of experiences. And all of them are going to be different. So now I get there, and of course, you know, I've already called, and I want a fresh order. And then I get there, I'm thinking I'm going to pick up a fresh order, and guess what? They've already called the owner, because, you know, I've been there forever. They know my name. They already called the owner, and she said, just warm up the food. Give her something. I mean, give her the spaghetti without the cheese, and just warm everything else up. Don't give her a fresh order. Ooh-wee. And now I'm practicing my deep breathing, and I'm still looking at me blaming. Again, just because I teach it doesn't mean I don't experience the same things you do. But the practice is right when you're in the middle of it. The first thing, number one, never criticize yourself. Never judge yourself for what you say to anyone else or what you do to anyone else or to yourself. That's a practice. Practice eliminating criticizing self. I don't know if that's number one, but that's a practice. The other thing is acceptance. Acceptance of the emotion, whatever it is. Acceptance of the anger, however, I really don't want to do this. Accept it and sit in it. Not accept it and want to change it, because if you want to change it, then that's not accepting. So accept everything that you're experiencing, all of it, without criticism, self, or others. That's the practice. The other thing is look for or even ask, hey, what new lesson am I going to get out of this? There's always something new. You're never going to be bored. When you're up there looking in the mirror and you're when I say looking in the mirror, you know, when I teach these happiness classes, the first day I give everybody a package, I give everybody a gift, and I say, in this package is the answer to all of your challenges, all of your struggles, all of your problems for the rest of your life, and it's a mirror. The practice of looking in the mirror is not to just look at yourself. The practice is you have the power to switch, change perspectives, to do something different. You have that power, that gift. You can do that. So I'm witnessing. Oh, and the other thing, witness yourself going through the storm, as opposed to being in the storm, tossing and turning. One of the things that I do, I knew exactly what was happening. Oh, gee, they didn't put vegan cheese on my pizza. Now I'm upset. Now I'm driving. Now I made a phone call, and I said, you know, I want a new order. I didn't say, please, may I have a new order? No, I didn't say that. But there's a difference between there's a difference between being in it and witnessing it. So when you start witnessing what you're going through, it actually can be a little bit, with a lot of practice, a little bit entertaining. I mean, look at her. Happiness specialist with her lips poked out, and she's mad. Mm. I had a conversation with my son. He's a yoga instructor, and he says, yeah, Mom, sometimes I'm a yoga instructor, and sometimes I'm going to bite your head off. The practice is be kinder, be gentler, be accepting of yourself regardless of what happens, because that is life. Life is a series of this happening, that, ups and downs, feeling good, and it could change. You know, living in Oregon, they say one thing that's predictable about the weather is that it's unpredictable. It could be foggy, it could be sunny, it could be rainy, it could be cold, it could be every single day the weather, it changes. So the same day, you cannot say, oh, we're going to have a cold day all day. No, it changes throughout the day. And that's just like us. That's just like us, my dear audience. You will feel, don't think there's anything wrong. Don't think there's anything amiss. You are supposed to go through this, and you're supposed to, because that's just who we are. All of us do. But that attaching a story to it, it's because of this, it's because of that, is just not the truth. The feel, what you're feeling is real, but the why is a lie. That's Guy Finley. Thank you, Guy Finley, for letting me use your quote. The feel is real. Your emotions are real. You can feel it, but the why is a lie. So what if you just accepted that you're going to feel something one way, one day, 1 hour, and the next time you're going to, maybe in 3 hours, you're going to feel something different. That's what's going on in my life. Same thing. Not running around here. I mean, but the attaching it to a story, it's because, let go of those stories. And let me say something about holding on to things. And if anybody's in the queue and you want to press number one and speak with me live, just press the number one. But let me share something else. I was speaking with someone a couple of days ago, and she was talking about feeling guilty. And I've known her for about 4 years now. And, I feel bad. You know these people that say, I feel bad, I feel bad, I feel guilty, I feel bad. All of that. What happens is when you hold on to or it's habitual, you've heard people say, well, I feel bad, I feel bad. Well, that's feeling bad or blaming. Another thing, that this is just a quick one. I was in a meeting yesterday, a Zoom meeting yesterday, and one woman was talking about her husband. And, I mean, they've been divorced for 10 years, and she still blames him, and she's still angry with him, and she still can't stand him. Well, there comes a time when what you're holding on to that doesn't serve you, when I say doesn't serve you, I mean doesn't bring you any kind of peace. It is the opposite. Peace and holding a grudge cannot live in the same house. Peace and holding the grudge they don't share utensils. They're the opposite. So these holding a blame, feeling bad, feeling sad, all of that, once you've done it and once you're, that's the practice or the practice, and that's who, in other words, you keep displaying the same things over and over, year after year after year. I had someone that was very fearful. And, I mean, when I say very fearful, she was afraid of anything, even to the point, I said, well, do you watch the news? Oh, yes, every day. Now, why would somebody that's fearful watch the news every day? That's a question. And what happens is this feel bad, this guilty, this fear, this blaming, it becomes something that you need to feel. It becomes part of you. It becomes your identity. It becomes who you are now. So if I took the fear away from you, it would be like cutting off your right arm. If I took the feeling bad away from you, then it would be like cutting off your left arm. So there comes a time when there is not any active, conscious decision to, hey, universe, help me eliminate this, because it's, help me eliminate fear, help me eliminate guilt, help me eliminate feeling bad, help me eliminate blame. There comes a time when you don't ask to eliminate. I don't see the asking the universe for your relationship, a guy, a house, a car, a money, a title, asking the universe for that shit, I mean, I get it, but asking the universe for more peace, and how can you experience more peace, how can you get rid of this guilt, blame, fear, feeling bad, add anything you want, because that becomes, it gets in your bloodstream, and so now it's serving you. That guilt, that feeling bad, that blame, that fear, now it's serving you. How's that? So there's something that you're getting, there's something you're getting from holding on to what doesn't serve you. Let me get back to my anger, because I see that the show is going to be wrapping up. And so yesterday, I asked the universe, I said, what is this? And this is what I got back. Rebecca, sometimes you're going to be angry. And as long as you know that it has nothing to do with anything out there, the universe experiences this life through us. So the universe wants to experience a little anger. So the universe wants to experience a little bit of peace. So the universe wants to experience everything through you, and let it, and accept it, because the next moment is going to be different. Woo! That's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio, The Truth About Happiness, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. You can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of videos on YouTube. The new year is going to be I'm doing some things. Scratch that. I'm not doing anything. The universe is really doing it all. That's another thing. I'm not driving this car. I'm not steering this ship. What I am doing is leaning back, arms open, trusting, and letting go, and knowing that whatever is put in front of me, there's a reason for it. And thank you, universe. Thank you for allowing me to say, yes, I'm a happiness specialist, and sometimes I get angry. Yeah. And my first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the second book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, oh, my goodness, when this book comes out, when this book is finished, the world is going to be turned upside down. You know, oh, it's going to be turned upside down. Anyway, and until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practiced skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice. The other thing, have patience. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with the unfolding. Have patience with a smile. Have a great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.
Now,
let's go.